Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Thank you, Andrew, for being our demo subject for our anxiety clearing exercise and our Clear the Screen show. Now, what do you have some acute anxiety around, something that's coming up that you are realizing that there's some negative thoughts around?
Really just taking my business off and basically making abundance flow to me effortlessly.
Okay. So what is the one thing that's happening in this next bit that's creating that anxiety around you?
I'm just really not really understanding how to get out of the victim mindset and to actually want to be successful.
Okay. So now I know you mentioned that you're coming through our 90-day program and you have a little bit of anxiety about what's going to happen because stuff may come up. Right. Now, I know your program ends. This program ends at December 3rd, Melissa?
Yeah.
December 3rd is our graduation for our Master Practitioner course, which is the end, the culmination of the 90-day program. So could we use that as the end point of this whole process that you're about to go through?
Yes.
Okay. So now what we want to ask you is, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like the most anxiety you've ever experienced in your life, what level of anxiety do you have around taking the program?
It's probably about a 5.
Okay. All right. It's about halfway. Awesome. Okay. So now, because we're going to work this picture, because remember, this is all about a screen, right? Like, what screen are you putting up? Now, what in your mind could be the perfect ending to this program? Like, if you could picture the most successful completion of this program, it's our graduation day. We're having a little graduation party. We're presenting your certificate to you of successful completion. What would be the perfect visual that you would have for that? Can you imagine that right now?
Yes. Oh, the perfect visual would just be just having completed something else in life that I've already completed. Like, I wrote a book. I started a podcast. I got my QHHT level 2. So just more growth, really, and just being able to turn off the limiting beliefs and just the thought of continuing to want to be what was me, and would rather be more proud of myself and not talk so poorly about myself.
Okay. So the picture that you see is you're just in flow in your business and your thoughts aren't going to the horror show anymore, and you're in the flow.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So Melissa's going to, because you've actually never done timeline therapy, so she's actually going to elicit your timeline and take you on a little practice float. And for the rest of you, you can join along if you like, or just watch the show. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience. So we'll do that. And then I'm going to walk you through, a lot of this work that you'll notice, the setup and all the, you know, all the setup of it and the preparation is what takes a while. The explanation of the technique, the technique itself is like within seconds. Okay. All right. So Melissa, I'll let you take it up from here.
So Andrew, whenever we're working with the unconscious mind, as I said earlier, we want to drop out of our thinking mind and get into our body. And one of the quickest ways that we can do that is to take 3 deep inhales and deep exhales where I can hear the air coming out of your body. Like, so if you can just go ahead and do that and relax into your body. Beautiful. So now all I need you to do is just stay relaxed, listen to my words, and follow my instructions. It is literally as simple as that. I'm the guide. Your unconscious mind is the coach. And so, Andrew, if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea. You might say it's from right to left, from up to down, front to back, or in some direction in relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept that I'm interested in. It's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your past? To what direction would you point? And I can't see your whole body, so you can also say, okay, perfect. So you're pointing to your left. And your future, what direction would you point in if I asked your unconscious mind where your future is? Up. Perfect. Okay. So now I'm going to take you on a little float. And again, you're just going to follow my instructions exactly as you're doing. And however you do it in your unconscious mind is perfect for you. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. Just follow my directions. So now, would you bring to mind the directions that you pointed to? And do you notice they imply a line? Good. And when I say line, I don't mean to imply only visual, because in a moment, I'm going to ask you to float up above your timeline. And by float, I also mean and sounds floating on the wind or floating in the bathtub or visually. However you float above your timeline is perfect. So can you just float up above your timeline? Float up above your timeline. And make sure you are looking through your own eyes. Now, remaining above your timeline, just float back into the past. Float right back into the past. Are you there? Good. Now float back toward now and stop there. Are you there? Good. Now, facing toward the future, float up higher and farther back into the past. And now, float out into your future. Are you there? Good. Now, float up higher, higher, and higher, and higher. Float so high that your timeline seems like it's only 1 inch long. Good. Float back to now and float down into now and come back into the room and open your eyes. Good. How was that?
That was good.
Awesome.
Very relaxed.
Nice.
It is very relaxing. Awesome. Okay, so that was how you actually float along your timeline. Like I said, however it works, however your timeline shows up, it's perfectly fine for you. We don't question the unconscious mind or which way it does, but just it's perfect for you. So now we're going to actually do the anxiety clearing exercise. You ready, Andrew?
Yeah.
And anytime we're working with the unconscious mind, we always want to ask permission, because remember, we're building that rapport. We're building that trust between the unconscious mind. So we want to ask you, Andrew, is it all right with your unconscious mind for us to make this change today and for you to be aware of it consciously?
Yeah.
Good. We always want to out loud yes, because we want to make sure that consciously and unconsciously, they're both in the same way. And then we have that congruent yes. So, okay, we talked about this 90-day program. It ends on December 3rd at about, let's say, 3 p.m. our time, Pacific time. And you're in Mountain Time, so it would be an hour later, 4 p.m. 4 p.m. So what I'm going to get you to do in a moment is we're going to float back up your timeline. And I want you to bring that picture. Remember the picture of the successful completion? I'm going to ask you to bring up that picture. Okay. And just follow my instructions. All right. Okay. And just to calibrate again, is the anxiety still a 5?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So just close your eyes. Take a big deep breath. Breathe out hard. Good. All right, Andrew, I just want you to float up above your timeline. Float up above your timeline. And I float out above the timeline, float out above the future to 15 minutes past the successful completion of the event that you thought you were anxious about. So 15 minutes after your graduation of the 90-day Quantum Life Mastery School. And tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
Good. Now turn and look toward now along your timeline. And and ask yourself, now, where's the anxiety?
Go to two.
Good. All right. So that picture that you have of graduating, think of the visuals, who's around you. Just pump up, make it such a bright, beautiful picture. What are the sounds? People are cheering. Where all your classmates are all cheering for you. The feelings that you're feeling pride, you're feeling joy, whatever those feelings are, really bring those into the picture as well. You got that? Good. Now turn and look toward now. And again, ask yourself, now where's the anxiety?
Zero.
Beautiful. Good. Come back to now. And open your eyes. Good one. Well done. You see how simple that was? You see, you guys notice how he started smiling? As soon as we pumped up the feelings. And we pumped up like, hey, bring up that. Because sometimes our brain just doesn't even know what it means to be successful, right? Because we don't let it go there. And so we can guide ourselves like, well, who's there? Like, okay, like everybody's cheering me on. I'm feeling all these, this great joy and pride of like, I did it, this feeling of accomplishment. And all of a sudden, your physiology changes, right? You start smiling. Think about it. If you're mad and you smile, you won't be so mad. Right? Is this the whole mind-body connection? And as soon as that picture was clear on your screen, boom, anxiety was gone. It did its job. It doesn't need to be there anymore. So congratulations, Andrew. First of all, thank you for playing along, right? And follow the instructions. That's the biggest part of this. You can follow the instructions. It works every single time. And how simple is that?
Very simple.
Literally, you just cleared the screen from the horror show over to the love story. Now, the great thing about this technique is that you can use as needed. You can't overdose on this, by the way, as needed. So if you get these thoughts again, anytime you're going through this 90-day program, you start getting these thoughts of anxiety, boom, just stop and say, no, I'm going to go to the end. What's the successful completion of this? Think of that. All of a sudden, anxiety disappears. And it allows you to stay in that moment and not have that energy being sucked out, thinking of all the ways that, you know, it could go wrong, right? It hasn't gone wrong. You're just thinking of the ways it could go wrong. And now you have to shift it to it actually going right.
I love that.
Well done.
And the bigger piece of this, just tying it back to the role of the unconscious mind, keeping you safe and running your body. The unconscious mind doesn't know where you're going with the horror show thoughts, etc. It doesn't know if it can keep you safe out there because it hasn't been there yet before, right? And so that's why it's bringing up the anxiety, recognizing that you're not focusing on the right thing and let's get you on the right path. When you take it out 15 minutes past the successful completion of the event, you've literally shown it that you are alive. You survived that. And so then it's like, okay, I'm good. The anxiety served its purpose. You're now focusing on what you want. You've lived through it. We're all good. We don't need to have the anxiety anymore. And because it's the home of the emotional body, it can release that from your body. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. I feel like tingles too. Like the tingles you're talking about on your wrist. I got it like right now on my forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
So Andrew, was it easy?
Yes.
Yay. All right. Boom, we hit the button. Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.